In May of this year, Hood River County voters passed a ballot initiative banning large-scale commercial water bottling facilities in their county, which seemed to unequivocally bring an end to the Nestle Corporation's plans for a massive plant in Cascade Locks. So why is the state of Oregon still going through the process of considering a water transfer that was a crucial part of the proposed Nestle operation? And why is a Native American woman, resident of Cascade Locks, holding a five-day fast at the state capitol in Salem to try to bring attention to this bizarre situation? Oxbow Springs is currently permitted to the state of Oregon to supply water for a salmon and steelhead hatchery run by the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, ODFW. In 2010, at the request of Nestle Waters North America and the city of Cascade Locks, then-Governor Ted Kulongoski directed ODFW to initiate an exchange of water that would trade 0.5 cubic feet per second of the pristine spring water for well water from Cascade Locks' municipal system. This would have then freed Cascade Locks to provide the spring water to Nestle at its normal commercial water rate of around 0.2 cents per gallon. But the Hood River County ballot measure would make that illegal. Apparently, the state doesn't think so, because it is still considering that original water exchange, which would make the Nestle plant possible. And if that isn't confusing enough, the whole deal is predicated on Nestle itself building the infrastructure for it. But why would Nestle do that if they can't build the bottling plant itself? These are questions that activists opposed to the Nestle plant will be asking tomorrow at a press conference and rally at the state capitol from 10 to noon. Earlier today, I spoke with Anna Mae Leonard, the Clackamas Chinook and Kalapuya woman holding the five-day fast.
I'm going without food and water for 5 days, trying to get the attention of legislature. The state legislature meet today through Friday to urge the governor to honor the voters who voted to protect the water in Hood River County. The ballot measure to protect the water, ballot measure 1455, passed a landslide victory, and she's not going to intervene with the proposal with Oregon Water Resource Department and Fish and Wildlife in the city. They're going forward with Nestle. She has not given a directive to the Oregon Water Resource Department to, you know, reject the application. You know, we're pretty used to, as Native people, we're used to our treaties not being honored by the state agencies and corporations. But we were pretty surprised when they went forward, and with her blessing, with the Nestle proposal after the vote in Hood River County. That's something that is really troubling, to blatantly disregard the voters is really something.
So the Department of Fish and Wildlife is actually moving ahead with this transfer of public water. Where is that at right now?
Well, what they're doing, since the transfer of water rights, the governor told them they, you know, could not move forward with that. So they went back to the water exchange application process, and she's allowing them to pick up where they left off. And what that means is there will be no public or tribal review or comment period. So that's where they're at. Now, rumor has it, and this hasn't been confirmed, when I call the offices, they don't return my call. Oregon Water Resource returned it, but she had the information wrong as to what I was asking very directly. Are you accepting this application? Are you rejecting it, or are you accepting it? Now, rumor has it that it's 6 weeks out, that the decision will be made in 6 weeks. So I haven't had that confirmed, but at this point,
so that will be
the
perhaps
governor nor the agencies are backing off. They're not backing down,
okay,
from the Nestle proposal. The Fish and Wildlife, Oregon Water Resource, and the city of Cascade Locks and the port, none of them are backing out of this proposal with Nestle. So we're here. I'm fasting here to suffer, to symbolize the suffering that all of life will go through, you know. If this happens, our future generations, not only the life that lives on the river and our Native people that depend on the fish for our livelihoods, for our spiritual cultural practices, but but all of life is going to suffer, future generations. And it's hard to believe that the governor is just going to blatantly disregard the voters, blatantly disregard the treaty of 1855 with the four Columbia River tribes, which guarantees, that brings me to the letter from the Yakimas, the tribal chairman, Joe De Gowdy, wrote, and this is a really good point. I'll just read this part of the letter. The Yakima Nation reserves, and I will add the four tribes because the treaty is the same with all four tribes, the Warm Springs, the Umatilla, and the Nez Perce. So, reserves the right to continue fishing at all usual and accustomed places, which necessarily includes the right to have fish present in the rivers to harvest. We not only reserve the right to fish at usual and accustomed places, but there needs to be fish in those usual and accustomed places in order to fish there, in order to harvest fish. Fish cannot survive in the Columbia River and its tributaries without sufficient water quality, quantity, and temperature. And all the tribes have written, Warm Springs wrote the letters, you know, 2015, saying pretty much the same thing. A letter from Nez Perce tribe says, and this letter is written to the mayor of Cascade Locks, and it says, please understand that the Nez Perce tribe expects the city council to consult the tribe on any proposal that may impact the Nez Perce treaty rights and interests. They're referring to Herman Creek.
Hey, so just getting back to this, the expected 6 weeks decision, that would potentially put it past the election. Do you think that might be intentional?
Oh, I'm sure it is. It feels like it is. And also, the county has said that they will not try to stop the city from moving forward with the Nestle proposal. It was in the paper, but then it's also something I heard from a council person themselves, that the county is not going to try to fight Nestle or the city. They're going to just allow them. They say they don't have the money to fight it. That was in the paper. So it's up to the governor then to shut it down. She has to do the right thing.
So you're going to be there for 5 days until Friday, but I understand tomorrow there's something going on, a public rally.
Tomorrow from 10 to noon, there's a press conference and a rally right here at the state capitol. The legislature will be meeting. Their biggest meetings will be tomorrow, and I will move upstairs, so I'll be at the door of Senate chambers as they walk through. I have a petition for the state legislatures to sign stating that it says, I will uphold the state of Oregon's obligations to the treaty rights of the Confederated Tribes of the Warm Springs, Nez Perce Tribe, Confederated Tribes of Umatilla, and Confederated Tribes of the Yakima Nation. So this is what I'll be asking them to sign as they go into the Senate chambers to have their meetings.
I know there's this huge conflict uprising is happening in North Dakota right now over the whole issue of consultation. Now, these letters have been written by these tribes, by the nations, Warm Springs, Yakima, Nez Perce. Have you heard of any actual consultation being initiated by the governor on this issue?
No, as of yet, I have not heard. You know, from day one, they've never had appropriate consultation with the tribes.